Coffee Sivan, Dein David Cohn, The Borrowed Car That Broke Down. So a question, Mishpat question, I'd like to share with you that seemed a very simple question. I've adapted it slightly because the original question that was asked, I'll come along to in a moment. Just by way of introduction, I was thinking, while giving these Zoom shiurim, here I am sitting in London, and I'm giving a shiur in Manchester. This is the time, the tukufa that we seem to be in, that you could be anywhere in the world, completely, utterly anywhere, and share a shiur with anybody at any time zone whatsoever. And I was thinking, you know, there's one particular Beis Din here in London that has been offering Dinei Torah for people, for litigants to come along, Bali Dinim, and they're able to, and they are offering to hold the Din Torah via Zoom, the Din Torah. So they have the Dayanim sitting next to one computer and the others. And I was thinking, there's no way they could be Mekabel Edus, because it's Edus She'iyate Yochol Azimo. Because there's no way that you can say Imonu Hi'isem, that you are with us, because you gave a shiur in Manchester at 10 o'clock on Chof Beis Sivan. You could be anywhere in the world. And therefore, the Chaira holding a Din Torah by Zoom is something of a question. But a shiur about a Din Torah that we can certainly have. So let's go on to the Din Torah, the question that was asked to me. Interestingly enough, I've slightly adapted this. I'll tell you what the question was. And the question, I was sitting in one of the yeshivas, learning with one of my boys, minding my own business, and sitting and learning. And one of the yeshiva bocharim came up to me, and he said to me, do you mind if I ask you a quick question? Okay, quick shaila he had. What was the shaila? The shaila was that he borrowed a bike from one of his friends. One of his friends, he asked him, he said, look, you've got a bicycle, I need to get home after first Seder. And during Bein Astorim, I would like to be back in time for second Seder. So Seder basically wants me back. Do you mind if I borrow your bike? He said, with the greatest of pleasure. He lent him his bike and he quickly rode home, brought what he wanted to bring, and he came back wonderful in time. The trouble was, when he arrived back, he noticed that there was a puncture in the back wheel. And he asked me, tell me, am I chayav to pay? Do I have to pay? To him, this was just a question I could answer, looking up from my Gemara, listening to the question, give him a quick answer, and that was it. I told him, this is not such a posh as a shayla. Let's, though, you are probably lending out bicycles, borrowing bicycles, but it's quite common, maybe, especially amongst the Hamisha Kehila, people are kind, people mean well, and somebody might need a car, their car's broken down, they borrowed somebody else's car. What would happen if you lent your car, or better, you borrowed a car from somebody else, and when you came back, when you arrived, or on your way, you get a puncture. There's a nail, a screw in the road, and the car, and there's a puncture. So this is the question that the boy asked me, and I can imagine, without opening the floor to speak, what do you think, this one, the other one, but I can imagine that some people say, come on, be a mensch. The least you could do, you borrowed somebody's car. The least you could do is bring the car back in a usable state. So this, clearly, that's what the boy who lent the bike, the boy who owned the bike, felt he'd been hard done by. Left with a bicycle with a puncture. He's left, instead of getting back for Seder Beis, this poor boy, is the owner of the bike, is going to have to spend his Seder Beis getting his bike sorted. Otherwise, he's not going to be able to get back to home after Seder Beis. So the boy was asking me, said to me, the chayra, I'm a shayel. A shayel, somebody who borrows a bike. And this was miso machmas melocha. I rode the bike. I did nothing wrong. I took due care. And the bike got a puncture. It happens. This is one of these things. You borrow a lawnmower and the lawnmower broke. In old-fashioned cases, you borrow an animal and the animal died on the way. Miso machmas melocha. Doesn't have to be literally miso, what happened was the animal suffered as a result, and I used it in the normal way, the shoyl will be potter. So I said to him, well, look, it's not so poshut, you know. There was nothing, the chain didn't snap, the ball bearings didn't crumble. It wasn't as if the gears seized up. What happened was something external happened. There was a glass or a thorn or a nail or a screw, something in the road. And whilst you were riding, you picked it up on the way. You rode over a nail. Something like that must have happened. So, really, this is something that needs thinking about. Do you say that the din of miso machmas melocha, does that only apply to a case where the item, be it an animal, be it a lawnmower, be it a bicycle, wasn't fit for the job, actually just crumbled, fell to pieces, just stopped working in the middle of the job that you borrowed it for? That's the meisa machmas melocha. Or is the meisa machmas melocha including something external? Went home, looked it up, and I found that it's actually in Simon Shin Mem, in the Torah, anybody wants to write notes, write the Marim Mekomis down, in Simon Shin Mem, Sif Gimel. So there, the Torah talks about a similar case, and the Torah says the following, Kos of Haroma, he brings in the name of the Rama, not the Rama with an Aleph, but the Rama, one of the Rishenim with a Hey, Misha Shoel Behema, somebody who borrowed an animal, Leilich B'derech Yodua, and he borrowed it in order to go on a given path, a pre-described path, Baal of Listim, and armed robbers, Le'olenu V'le'olechem, came and attacked him, Oichayos Rois, or wild animals, Von Su'al Mimenu, and they chucked the animal from him. Now, says the Rama, Choshiv Shapim, Meso Machmas Melocha. That's a case of Meso Machmas Melocha. It happened during the time of Melocha, given Shemachmas Aderech as a result of the way Sheshoalo, that he borrowed it Leilichbo. That's it, that's the way he had asked, that's what he had asked to do, and that was the agreement. He would go on that path. Veilicho, Venenso, he went, and there was an oinus. Says the Rama, he's potter. That includes the Meso Machmas Melocha. It's because he went on this path, that's where the Chayes Rois were, that's where the Listim Mazuyan, the armed robbers were, and that's why it happened. So says the Rama. The Torah says, V'adoni Ovi Horosh, my father, my Rebbe, the Rosh, he says, De'ein Nireh, he disagrees, De'loi Domi L'shum, it's not the same. Why? Because he says, it's got nothing to do with it. This oines could have happened in his house. He could have had armed robbers who came along, or non-armed robbers came along and stole the animal. It had nothing to do with the melocha. It just so happened that it happened at the same time as the melocha. What's the machlokes between them? So they both quote a Gemara in Bob Metzia Daf Tzadi Zayin. The Gemara in Bob Metzia talks about, I'll tell it to you outside, you can have a look, Daftali Zayin. The Gemara talks about an amazing, interesting case. Somebody's house was full of mice, couldn't put up with it any longer. So what did he do? He borrowed a cat. He borrowed a cat to catch the mice. Fantastic. So he borrowed a cat, and the cat started chasing after the mice, killed them one by one, did a marvelous job. Two Lishnas in the Gemara. The first Lishna said that then the mice got together, they convened, decided they can't put up with this cat in their area of control. This is where they've been living for years and enjoying freedom. And they clubbed together and they retaliated. They retaliated and they killed the cat. They got together, they must have bit the cat to death, and that was the end of the cat. That's the Lishna Kama. The Lishna Basra is, the Ikad Amri, the Gemara says, what happened actually was that the cat, it wasn't the mice ganged up against the cat. That's not Midera Hateva. But what happened was that this cat of course, doesn't just kill mice for the fun of it. This cat kills mice because it loves to eat the mice. So he ate mouse by mouse, and one mouse after the next. And this cat got so full from eating mice that it died. The Gemara says, in either case, Gemara daf tzad yizayin umad aleph in bon metzia, either case, says the Gemara, the owner of one who borrowed the cat is potter. Why is he potter? Meiso machmas melocha. So along comes the Ramah, and the Ramah says the same thing. It's machmas melocha. He went out on a dangerous path. He went out in the open, and that's where the Chais Rois were. That's where the Listim Zuyim were, and therefore that's machmas melocha. Says the Rosh, no, it's not doma. You can't compare it. Because in the case of the cat, so the cat that was machmas melocha, whether the Lishna Basra or the Lishna Basra, the Maisa, the cat was busy catching mice at the time when it died. And therefore, it was machmas melocha, whether the cat caused the retaliation or whether the cat got ill because it ate the mice that it was catching. That's machmas melocha. It's all part and parcel. But the case of the animal, what's it got to do with the Listim Mezuyim? Malachamovis Maliocha Maliosom, Listim Mezuyim Maliocha Maliosom. It's completely zeitig, it's completely external. And therefore, this is the Machlokes. Fascinatingly, this Machlokes doesn't stop in the Tor, doesn't stop as a Machlokes between the Ramah and the Rosh Machlokes Vishenim, but it's followed on in Shulchan Aruch. The Machabe Paskins, like the Ramah, the Mechabe in Simon Shin Mem, Sif Beis, Sif Gimel, he follows on with the any Paskins, Hashoel Behema Mechaveroi, somebody who borrows an animal, Leilech Derech Yodua, to go in a pre-agreed path, Ubal of Listim, Boisa Derech, Lichayas Rois, Von Tzor Mimenu, Choshiv, Shapir, Meso Machmas Melocho. Very simple, like the Ramah, the Shoel's Potter. Says the Ramah, the Yesh Cholkim, Samo Chalek, Bezeh, Besviru Elohu, and they hold, Teloi Mikro Machos Melocho. Why? Tahare, Af Beloi Alicho Bad Halichas Aderech. Even if he wouldn't have gone on this path with the animal, Efsha, it could have been Sheyovi La Oines Kazeh, that such an Oines would have happened. And therefore, is Chayev. That's what Yesh Cholkim. Well, so the Ramah says Yesh Cholkim, but he doesn't actually tell us how to Paskin. Something very interesting. Question really is in such a case where the Machaber says Paskin's like the Ramah, that he's Potter. And the Ramah is following, see, it says, V'yesh Cholkim, quotes the Rosh, that he's Chayev, what's the din? So when the Ramah, you normally follow the Ramah against the Machaber, when the Ramah is Cholik, and brings the Yesh Cholkim, but he doesn't say the Chein Noyagim, the Chein Nochein, the Chein Hadin. What's the din? I had this question: how do we paskin? Well, how do we paskin? How do we view this? Is the Ramah being machria against the Machabe or not? I asked my Rebbe, Agon Rav Nissim Karelitz, Zichet Tzadik Nivrocha. I asked him this question: what does it mean when the Ramah says Yesh Cholkim? So Rav Nissim told me that he asked this question to the Chazon Ish, his uncle, the Chazon Ish. And the Chazon Ish told him, if the Ramah just says, V'yesh Cholkim, V'yesh Eimrim, then it means just that, nothing more. Unless the Ramah goes on to qualify, V'chein Nochein, V'chein Noegim, V'chein Ikka, unless he says that, remains. That's what he told me. So, we have a Machlokes here. The Ramah hasn't told us what the Psak is, but he says, V'yesh Cholkim. And Ramah goes on to saying, it's different to the case of the cat. Where the case of the cat, of course he's potter. It's different. That is the Machaber, the Ramah isn't Machriya. However, you can see how complicated a simple question like this is. However, the Shach in Sif Kotten Hei, he says, the Yesh on the words of the Ramah of Yesh Chokim, the Shach in Sif Kotten says, V'chein Nirali Ikka. I think that's the right psak. So the Shach is Machriya, clearly, but he thinks, and we would follow the Shach against the Machaber, where he, especially if the Ramah is not Machriya, but the Shach against the Machaber, where he's siding with the second opinion, the opinion brought in the Ramah, that we would paskin. Says the Shach, I think that we need to follow the Rosh, and therefore the Shoyel is going to be Chayev. And he asks a very fundamental question. I wonder whether you've had this question. You know, a Shoyel is Chayev for all Einsim. A Shoyel is Chayev for all Einsim. Any Einis is Chayev, the Gemara says, because Kol Hanor Sheloi, all the benefits, he gets all the benefits without any responsibility. Shem Echinom is doing the owners a favor. The Shem Echinom is doing him a favor, but he's being paid for it. The Seicher is hiring, but he's paying for it. So he gets something, but he's giving something. The Shoyel gets all and gives nothing. So the Gemara says, therefore, he's got even Einsim is Chayev. So why should it be that Mesa Machmas Malocha, which is an Einis as well, why should that be, says the Shach, why should it be that he's Potter? What should be the reason that a Shoyel is Potter? My, should we say, Manish Tano, Einis Zeh, Mikol Einsim. All the Einsim, the Shoyel is Chayev, and punkt, Mesa Machmas Malocha is Potter. Mesa Kedarko will be Chayev, Mesa Machmas Malocha is Potter. Says the Shach, in the name of the Ramban, the Rashba and the Rivosh. The Shach says, you know why? Because Mesa Machmas Malocha smacks of a Pshia of the Mashil, that the one who lent the item must have, or maybe, lent the item which was not fit for use. It wasn't fit for the job that it was required for. So if the lawnmower broke and stopped working in the middle of the job that it was asked for, the grass wasn't particularly long, the lawn wasn't particularly large, you borrowed a lawnmower, well, if it stopped working, it must have been the lawnmower wasn't up to the job. The animal was Mesa Machmas Malocha, well, that was the Malocha. So the animal obviously wasn't healthy enough to do the job, strong enough. Similarly, says the Shach, you need a Mesa Machmas Malocha, is not a Gezeirus HaKosov and a blanket heter. You need to find an aspect where you can be toile that there's something wrong with the chefetz. He calls it pshiusa de mashil. Says the Shach, nothing wrong with the animal. Listim mazuyim came along, chayes rois, external reasons. There's nothing to pin a chisoron in the quality of the chefetz hanishal in order to say, therefore, says the Shach, if it's external, it's got nothing to do with the chifetz. That's the Shach, he's sadistic a Shach, and he says the Ramban, and so therefore the Ramban and the Rashba and the Rivosh all say this, and therefore the Shach says, we're going with the Rosh. If it's external, it's got nothing, there's no pshusa demashim. So, if so, in this case with a bicycle, nothing wrong with the bike, nothing wrong with it, it's external, and therefore we've got the Shach, who's quoting the Ramban, Rashba, and Rivosh to join the Rosh, and that, therefore, surely, that might be the reason. Therefore, the Shoyel, certainly, we've got the Machabez followed the Ramah, and yet we've got the Ramah is saying, not so simple, to patter the Shoyel, and the Shach is saying, definitely the Shoyel is Chayim. So the question really was, what's going to be the din in such a case? So I thought to myself, and I said to myself, you know something, there could be a pshusa de mashil. You need to ask, were the tires brand new? Those who ride bicycles or used to ride bicycles, it's famous true of a car. The larger the tread, the deeper the tread, the less chance there is that you're going to get a puncture. There are even different qualities of tires that are more resilient to certain punctures, and certainly can be, and therefore, although the Shach doesn't require that clearly you're going to find a fault, the lawnmower was clearly on its last legs, the animal was clearly not up to the job, even if you can be tailor, but that's the reason. This Shunra, in the case of the Gemara, this cat was not clearly too old to do the job. It wasn't unable to take on the mice. But there's a Taliyo that since, says the Gemara, it's not the derech for the mice to be able to overwhelm the cat. Therefore, we can say there must have been the Taliyo possibly this cat wasn't quite up to the job. But here as well, you can say that if, although you're not mechuyev to give tires that are absolutely new before you lend out your car, nonetheless, if the tread was half worn or more, you can turn around and say, look, the shoyel can say, it's mesa machmas malocha, because there's an aspect of pshusa de mashil. And therefore, I wanted to say the following. There's no way that somebody can ride a bicycle or drive a car and look at the road to spot the nails, the pieces of glass, the whatever it is on the road. Otherwise, one thing's for sure, he's going to have an accident, and that'll be pshusa de shoyel, without a question. There's no way you can do it. It's definitely, it's an onus. It's mesa machmas malocha. Therefore, according to the Rosh will say, well, the Rosh won't say, like the Listim Mezuyim and like the Chayas Rois, that the Listim Mezuyim could have burgled the shoyel in his house and could have stolen the animal from the stable. They won't say that they could have stolen the bicycle from the shed, like the Shach, like the Rosh claims, with the animal, and therefore it's not Meis Machas Malacha. Bicycles and cars that don't get punctures parked don't get punctures when they're stationary. And therefore, there's a just taina of the shoyel for the shoyel to turn around and say, listen, according to the Rama, it's Meisa Machmas Malacha anyway. According to the Rosh, even in the case where the Rosh says, it's not Meis Machmas Malacha, because Malioch or Maliosom, the list of Mizuin could have come anyway. And therefore, but no, because the car or the bicycle wouldn't have got a puncture had it been stationary. And therefore, it was only machmas malocha due to use in the course of use. And therefore, the Rosh would agree. Even the Shach, quoting the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Rivosh would agree that this is mesa machmas malocha, because there's an aspect that as the tires were absolutely brand new, there's an aspect of pshusa de mashil. It doesn't have to be visibly and clearly and proven so, but the very fact that one can be tailor, that's what the Gzeus HaKosov of Mesa Machmas Malocha singles out this oinus from other types of oinsu. And therefore, the Chayra, the Shoyel, is going to be potter. He's going to be potter, and the Mashil has to bear the loss. However, there's another aspect to this question. We're not finished yet. In the case of the animal, well, the animal was going on its way, and along came the Listim Mezuyim, along came the Chayas Rois. In the case of the Shunra, well, this cat was busy doing whatever it was doing. Nothing to do with the Shoyel, but with the bicycle, surely it's the boy who's riding the bicycle. It's you who are driving the car. Maybe we should say, in addition to your obligations as a shoyer, as a shoymer, where all the chiyuvim, kol ha'oinsim, you're chayev for except meisa machos malocha, you're also a mazik. Who drove over the nail? You drove over the nail. When you put your foot on the accelerator and you drove down the road, you rolled the car over the nail. Over the screw, you are a mazik. You damaged the tire of the owner of the car. Of course, for example, if the shoyel drives, hits a curb and slashes the sidewall of the tire, of course he's going to be chayev. He's a mazik. Similarly, if you drive down the road, you're the one who drove, you put your foot on the accelerator, you drove over the nail, you're a mazik. So you should be chayev midin mazik. Even if you're potter midin shoyel. You can see it. Such a simple question, such a common question, is so involved. The answer is, though, fascinating. There's a concept of odom mu'ad lo'ilom. Wasn't your fault, it was noinus. Ha, but a mazik, odom mu'ad lo'ilom. Ah, but maybe for an oinus gomor, you can't watch the road when you drive. Maybe you're going to be potter. So there's a fascinating machlokas. Rishonim again. Adam Muad La'ilam, does it mean literally La'ilam? What about an Onus Gomel? So in the case of an Onus Gomel, Tosfos in Baba Kama, Daf Chav Zayin on the base, and the Rambam, they both say, you know, an Onus Gomel, Adam Muad La'ilam is not literally La'ilam. If it's an Onus Gomel, it's Potter. That's Tosfos and the Rambam. The Ramban, however, and the Namuki Yosef, the Ramban's in the Muki in Bava Metzia, and the Namuki Yosef is in Bava Kama, they claim, they say no, Adam Muad La'ilam means literally La'ilam. There are no ifs, no buts. That's it. We are responsible for our actions where there's no absolutely nothing. Exactly to explain, so the Ramban asks on himself, you know, there is a Gemara, quite a famous Gemara, about Taboch Uman Shekilkel, a sheichet Taboch Uman, a professional sheichet, and something went wrong. He was shechting, and something went wrong, and he made the animal into a novella. Is he chayev or is he potter? So the Gemara says, you know, it depends. As long as he's an uman, he's professional, he's a qualified sheichet, and then it depends if he was doing it for nothing. So he's got a din of a shem mechino. And as long as he wasn't pesheya, he's potter. But if he was paid, he's got the din of a shem esachah. A shem esachah is going to be chayev for dumia de gneva vavedo. That's to be more. It has to be an onus before he's potter. He has to have really tried his best in every way. So the Gemara says it depends whether he's paid or he's not paid. Depends whether he was a qualified professional sheichet or whether he was an amateur. But the Gemara says as long as he was a professional, he'll be potter, either if he wasn't pesher, if he's not paid, or if he is paid, he'll still be potter bo'insim. Aye, says the Ramban, Adam Uad La'olam. Why is he potter for bo'insim? Well, Tosfos and the Rambam don't have that as a kasha, because to them it's poshut. It's Onus Gomel. Adam Uad La'olam is the limit. Onus Gomel is not Muad. La'olam is not Mamash La'olam. But the Ramban and the Namuki Yosef, they say Adam Uad La'olam is La'olam. So that's the Ramban on himself. Why is the Gemara say that Taboch Uman Shekilkel is Potter? So the Ramban answers, and the Ramban says, you know why? This is a really important yesod. If somebody attempts to do a creative, a positive, a constructive act, says the Ramban, and he puts all his heart and soul into it, and yet something goes wrong, that action does not have the label, it doesn't have the shame of a Maisa Hezek. That's not a Maisa Hezek. He went along to improve, to increase the value. This animal was alive but not shechted. It was Mechusa Zvicha, and he wanted to make it kosher. Something went wrong. He's not a mazik. He's not a mazik at all. He's a sheichet. He's doing a positive action. He's doing a positive action. Something went wrong. The only call against him for something going wrong is in his chiyuv shmira to make sure nothing goes wrong. And therefore, says the Ramban, therefore, that's why the Taboch Uman Shekilkel has only got the chiyuvim of a shemer. Here would be the same. Somebody who's riding a bike, somebody who's driving a car, carefully, positively, they're going from A to B. That's not a Maisa Hezek. You can't label his action of driving as a Maisa Hezek. He's driving carefully, only he's got to be careful. So he was careful. He's a shoyl. But this was Mesa Machmas Malacha. Therefore, indeed, the correct answer to this question, which was just a boy passing by asking a question as if it was a simple question, I could agav olcha, give him an answer and continue learning. A huge question. Hain, as far as we found, huge machlekes rishonim in Shemrim, a huge machlekes rishonim in Adam Uad La'olam, and you should know about whether we paskin like Tosfos and the Rambam, or the Ramban and the Muki Yosef, is itself a machlokes between the Machabe and the Ramah in Chesh Mishpot, Simon Shinai, in Ches. There's a machlokes about it. So Machabe paskins like Tosfos and the Rambam, and the Ramah paskins like the Ramban and Muki Yosef. Adam word loilom is loilom, and Machabe is makel, if you like, or lenient upon the one who was doing his best. So we don't have achra there either. Since Lemaisa, in the case whether mitin shoyel, we said all in our case, the Rama, the Rosh, the Shachs Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashbon, the Rivosh, everybody will agree this is a genuine case of Mesa Machmos Melocha, and midin shoyel is potter. Midin mazik odomud leilam, everybody will agree. The Tosfos and the Ramban will say it's known as gomel. The Ramban and the Muki Yosef will say it hasn't got a shame mazik. It's got a shame driving. It's a constructive act, and therefore he's not considered a mazik. And therefore the bottom line is the shoyel is potter. However, for the shoyel to sit back in Seder base, the whole purpose he borrowed the bicycle was to get back in time so he could learn. And the poor mashil spends his Seder base going along and spending the time and the money getting his bicycle sorted out that he can come back in time for Seder Gimel. That's surely a einu min adin. But strictly speaking, halacha is shoyel's potter. Only einu min adin can say that surely echateser. The shoyel should sit in Seder Beis and learn that Greiser Masmid, and the poor Mashil is left there picking up the pieces. Chayra, my feeling over here is that Rabbein Shalom is not delighted with such a hanhoga. But as far as the din of Beis Din is concerned, shoyel is potter in such a case. And therefore, if you're lending out your car, if you're going to lend out your bicycle, and you don't want to spend Seder Beis sorting out the item that you're potter from, you're very welcome to make a condition and say, you're very welcome to borrow my bicycle. You're welcome to borrow my car. Please be my guest. I ask you just one thing. If something goes wrong, if there's a fault in the engine, it's not fair to make the shoyel pay. Why should the shoyel pay for the fault in your engine that would have happened to you anyway? But if he comes back with a puncture, so to say to him, listen, if this happens to you, and I hope it doesn't, I'm going to lend it to you on condition that you're prepared to pay for the puncture if it happens. Although technically speaking, the Torah says that your potter mitzvah called Tanai Shabamomen Mahani, you can make such a condition. It says you can make such a condition. You can. It's perfectly acceptable to say that I'm happy to lend you my car. I'm happy that you should have benefit from my car, but I really don't want to have the tircha of fixing something that really wouldn't have happened to me, the mashil, anyway, necessarily. And therefore, if you're prepared to take that on as a chiyuv, not that that is the chiyuv of the Torah, otherwise it's masna mashkas of Torah, but if you're prepared to take that on, then I'm happy to lend it to you. There is actually one, just a question of a shavua. Maybe the shoyel would have to make a shavua. Shaloi posha. Nowadays, probably wouldn't want him to make a shavua. Maybe, can you be mechayev the shoyel as far as that's concerned? So somebody was ma'ira. The answer is that where there's a chiyuv shavua in the bati dinim nowadays, where we're not happy to put a shavua into a person's domain to make a shavua, what we'll do generally is we will listen the fi ro'os einei hadayin, whether it seems that the shoyel was as careful as he could have been. If he drove where there'd been loads of building works going on, and it was quite clear, there was glass on the roads that he could have avoided, etc., then we'll takabi machayev the shoyel, because the shoyel can't make a shvur, and it seems to us, or make some form of pshara, or whatever it seems, that there was an aspect of lack of shmira. But where the shoyel behaved in every way a responsible fashion, we won't be machayev the shoyel, we can't be machayev the shoyel as a beis din. Only in the case of the bicycle with the yeshiva bochrim, in that case, chayra einu min adin, that the shoyel should stick to the din, the strict letter of the law, that he should at least be mishtadil, never mind the momenus, at least be mishtadil to make sure that he's not machzir ro tachas toivo, and that the poor Mashil is able to learn in Seder Beis as and not a misunderstanding. So here's interesting, so involved. I've said it quickly to get it in the 30 minutes, and I'm even a bit over time, but it gives a bit of an idea of how a seeming simple question in Cheshen Mishpat is incredibly involved and therefore needs careful consideration. It's kedai always to ask when you have such situations, never to jump to conclusions that you're potter or you're chayev or yena's potter or yena's chayev. Go and ask someone who is rabbonim, dayonim, who are isik in Cheshen Mishpat, who will indeed have to look into these things carefully and maybe spend many, many hours on a simple question, researching it properly to get the right answer. Then, hopefully, Beis Hashem, Shlomi Koshel, with the Dvar Nochem.